signed on with this? Last stuff you're talking about?
Well, doesn't come up at the program meetings.
The ex-general or the retired admiral,
if he's a science fiction buff, he'd be into this, but it's not something, this is just my take on it. But it's going to generate a lot of great technology we'll use this year in the telerobotics stuff.
So Hans Moravec at CMU, 10, maybe 15 years ago, published a book claiming that, it wasn't going to go in the direction you're suggesting, but in fact it was the robots that were going to sort of take over, sort of download ourselves into.
And then came the DARPA Grand Challenge,
yeah.
And Red Whitaker, when all the vehicles went off the road for 11 miles, knocking down a pipeline crossing sign and plastering a fence, and Red Whitaker, the great roboticist, said, "Finally, our field is growing up. We're learning that we can't just put our robots in hallways and make all these assumptions that we're like not even at step one in robotics in the real world."
Okay. So avatars are going to work.
Well, I think it's hard to say, but if you have a tool like this, like for instance, the simulation-based acquisition that we're doing for generating the trade studies for Return to the Moon, is actually using cyberspace and the human mind and a bunch of physics and a bunch of assumptions about the solar system to create the basis for creating the actual vehicles. So if we put an evolutionary algorithm, if we got a really good model of space, and we put evolutionary algorithms allowed 50,000 vehicles to try to compete to get to the moon, we could end up with a phenomenal design. So, it's along that kind of a...
So how about there.com and Second Life? What's your take on these? Do you think they're helping kind of this effort forward? Or what?
Well, the interesting thing was that there.com got its start, according to the then founder of the company, when they came to the Avatars 98. Mm-hmm. They came to Avatars 98, they walked around, they looked at the conference hall and all this stuff, and the special secret guest was Michael Nesmith, and he wasn't hiding very well. He called his avatar Nez. There was a bunch of people walking around, and he told me that that's where they got inspired to do the company. And I have a couple thoughts on that. One was, then they didn't learn the lessons of Avatars 98, which is you allow the users to create and put their ego into the environment by putting their stuff in. You can't just make a theme park.
They just decided to charge for it.
Well, I think Bear initially didn't. Lumen Labs does, always allow building. But one of the things I told both companies, I said, there's only a couple of data points, but it seems as though a social creative avatar cyberspace can support 5 or 6 employees' salaries and so on subscriptions, about. That's the known data point. So if you've got investors, you better make that clear to them. Unless you're going to be acquired, it's really not a business proposition. Now there's HP that's just come out with Croquet, and we'll have to see where that goes. But unfortunately, the Croquet effort is a giant platform. It's like a build it and they may come. And it's something that could have been done 5 or 10 years ago. I don't really see. But the meme keeps coming up. So why we kept Traveler alive is because it's another example of how cyberspace could look. I show Traveler to audiences and they go, "This is the greatest new thing that I've ever seen." And I say, this is from 1996. So I think that massive multiplayer games, it's very much like the world we live in. Burning Man, right? People love Burning Man. They go to it. Some people hate Burning Man. Burning Man is this enormous effort. People work all year to build their installations. And it's because a few people build their installations all year, they dress up, they're not boozed up, and they're actually in the culture, the other people have a good time. There are spectators and participants. There really is a difference at Burning Man. And how many Burning Mans are there on the planet? Well, there's Renaissance fairs, and there's rainbow gatherings and things like that. For the most part, we're going in and consuming shopping malls and theme parks, and we want to be fed the content. We don't want to have to make the effort to make it collectively. So it's very rare, I think, to find something that is made by a collective group that's good. it doesn't take the effort of 3,000 volunteers. We want a pre-built environment. So I think that the game, and God help us if you ever lose the fact, open public built spaces, we always need to have them to remind us that we don't live in a completely corporate environment where we have lost all individuality. But I think it's fall in cyberspace, it's falling out that way. And in Avatars 98, I drew a sketch of what the world would look like, and because I knew it would flow right. And yeah, exactly.
You can't escape that.
You can't escape that. So, and the lesson of Alpha World, that great big green map, is there wasn't any mind behind that. That was just, somebody called that like an architectural catastrophe, that Alpha World, people would build enormous places and then abandon them. So they're ghost town after ghost town. And there was no real cultural memory of what was built there. And people were huddled into these little corners where there were teleporters to take them, but they wouldn't dare go out into the vast wasteland of architecture, the disaster of architecture. So, and they might be able to find some precious little beautifully made thing, but there was no history of the person. But it's a fantastic, Alpha was a fantastic study, and it's still online. It's hard to believe, 10 years. The content still runs. The company still survives, five, six employees. How they do it, I don't know. But I think that, the theory is that one day there will be a large open source community that will build a cyberspace, build the metaverse, and, well, we did Linux, we can build the metaverse. Not so easy. Not so easy. And Linux had an example that had been developed over decades of Unix kernel was a very crystal clear thing, crystal clear goals, whereas virtual worlds, what's good design? What's a good platform? What's a good social experience? What are good affordances? All the damn technologies and the rendering engines and the this and the that, it's like 1,000 times more complex with three quarters of the question unanswered to make the metaverse and make it worth being in. And then, of course, at the same time, the whole world of computing is going away from this onto this all over the body. And this is one of the reasons the fall I started making garments. Because we were working with the Fashion Institute of Technology, I thought, I'm getting sick of the only things my hands touch are this keyboard. So I bought a two-story hippie bus that was, I live in the Santa Cruz Mountains. You're all welcome to come visit. It'll be horrifying. This is the bus. Ken Kesey lived up the road. Ken Kesey was a guy who had a group of people called the Merry Pranksters. And in 1964, they created a cultural phenomenon that every single party, especially in California, and Burning Man, owe their roots to, which was the psychedelic movement. They came to this bloody 1939 International Harvester bus. They cut a hole in the top. They sat and they went to the New York World's Fair to an amazed nation that couldn't believe what they were seeing. And they had lots and lots of acid in tubs, and they were pretty much high the entire time, and I don't know how they made it. And this bus was called Further. And so I bought this bus that was, now this is what Further looks like today. And Ken Kesey, before he died, declared that we're donating Further to the Smithsonian. And the Smithsonian's like conservation and restoration people, seeing this, they see their dream come true. Right? We'll do it. We'll restore it. It was like going to be the project of the century for the Smithsonian. Then Ken Kesey says, I was a prank. We're not giving it to you. And it was his last prank. So his son, who runs the property, we talked to him recently because he sent us all the videos of the movie that was taken in the bus. It's a mind bender, and a lot of it's out of focus. But for reasons that you might expect. So I bought this bus and we towed it. It was unbelievable. We had to back it up a quarter mile. And there it is. And there's the bewildered of getting this thing onto the property. And no one was killed, and no buildings were destroyed. And now it's the studio. So I got into this studio, and I said, all right, what am I going to do in this darn studio? And I was a cartoonist. I've been a painter. I've been a cartoonist. You know, I said, well, I'll buy Pro Tools and try to make music. And someone said, no, you won't. And then, okay, I won't do that. What are people, what, you know, ball players always say, like, hit the ball to the outfield where there's no catchers, right? Try to do something other people aren't working on. And I thought, hey, we like to dress up and go to Burning Man, and we did this project with the Fashion Institute. And Daria kept saying, Steve, man, it's not fashion. It's not anything anybody will wear. Why is it that no one's designing cool garments that a 13-year-old girl would stick her iPod in, be able to operate while it's in the pocket, and it's cool, and it's the future, and you've created a whole revolution. Couture won't do it. Activewear won't do it. They're hopelessly behind. And so I said, I'm going to start doing this. So in Bruce Damer fashion, so I made this garment as the first one. And this is a doublet from the Shakespearean period. I made out of upholstery fabric, and it's all like Celtic knot things, and the sleeves come off. And the next version of it is going to be a cyber doublet with weird... DuPont has created... I don't believe all this. DuPont has created holographic fabrics. I don't know if you guys have seen them. And I'll show you a picture of them. Let's see. So it's a totally nutty... I can't even find it now.
It's on your doublet page. Picked up in the garment district.
Okay, garment district. Oh, I went to the wrong place. Oh, no, that's the story of it. So, holographic fabrics. I've lost it. Okay, here it is. Cyber version, very common materials. Take a look at this. This is what the textile industry is cranking out. Stuff like this. It's unbelievable. And
how does it feel with the skin?
It's nice. It's spandex. It's dance material. It's silky. So they're making non-woven materials. They're making material that is a speaker. It's an acoustic cloth that is a speaker. So So this is where is computing going? Well, it's going to our person. So this project is to, and now we have Fashion Institute Technology committed into it, and Sun Labs, because I went to Sun Labs, I showed this to the director of Sun Labs up in Silicon Valley. They said, we are building a 2-ounce server that can run for days, but we have no applications for it. So, okay, give us a few of those. And so, you know, what do you want? Your iPod here, you want a USB network here, 2-ounce server there, whatever. But it doesn't look like Gulf War wear, you know, all that kind of thing. So here I end the bizarre story of, this is the human technology cyborg of street clothes and carrying the awareness, the immersive awareness with you. And doing it in a kind of stylish way. So if you want to see any of these projects, you can actually go, you can go off of Damer.com, including Spaceship One and Burning Man and Digibarn Computer Museum, which I mentioned, the farm. You can watch pigs on a cam and rotate the camera and watch the pigs feed, and you can hear them and can't quite talk to them. All these projects and the Contact Consortium, Digital Space, it's all here. Digital Space, all the environments are free. They all run. Traveler, download it, it's free. You want a server to create your own rooms, we'll give it to you for free. Run all the NASA simulations, run Buddy, it's all there, drive on Mars. Has to be on a Windows machine, sorry folks, we're working on that. Fashion Institute project, it's all here, all the papers, publications, 10 years of work is all there.
Well, that's probably a good place to
Yeah.
Thanks, Bruce.